Okay, here we go. Okay, we're up to over here. Pasuk Tezva 15. Yes, we learned about when the Kohen sees Basar Chai. What exactly is, what are we discussing over here? So it says Pasuk Ra Kohen is a Basar Chai. The Kohen sees Basar Chai v'timoy. The Kohen declares him Tamei. Ha Basar Chai Tamehu Tzarasu. Okay, so this, as we mentioned yesterday, is really going back on, is going back on the case. I mean, I'm not so clear what's going on, because yesterday we made a drasha. Okay, when the Kohen sees the Basar Chai, yesterday we learned that this whole pasuk is discussing a case where the Kohen sees the Nega on the Rosh Eivarim, one of the 24 Rosh Eivarim. There's an appearance of some fresh health, what appears to be healthy flesh. Right? So there appears to be was healthy flesh on the tip of the Rosh Eivarim. So what is the halacha? So even though until this point in time the person is tahar, because of a technicality being the Kohen cannot see the entire spread of the nega in one shot. But now that that his flesh has become swollen, and a little teeny patch of what appears to be healthy flesh is in the center, the Kohen now says, "Oh, you're tummy." So it says here in the pasuk, "V'ra Kohen es habasar chai v'timoy, habasar chai." Why he has basar chai tummy? Who he is tummy tsarasu? Rashi tsarasu habasar who that basar l'shoyin zohar. He's asking a question. Why does it say on the pasuk the word who? Tsaras is feminine. So it says tsaras he. So the answer is the word who is not going back on the word tsaras. The word who is going back on the basar. The Kohen will see the basar, achai. Vitimoi will declare him tame. Why? Because habasar hachai, who? It's basar chai. Tsaras who? Rashi is asking a very good question. It already said the word who. It already said the basar chai tamei who. So why then when it says saras who, you would think the word who is going back on the word saras, because the word who already got a, the word habasar chai already got its word who. So now when it says the word saras who, you would expect that the word who is going back on the word saras. Why then does it say who? It should say he, feminine. So Rashi says, Sarasu, for whatever the reason is, this who is again going back on the word the Basar Chai. The Basar Chai gets two who's, Basar Chai Tomei who, and then it says Sarasu, who again goes back on the Basar Chai. Unklus, V'yachzeik hano yos bisra chaya, he will see the Basar Chai, the so'evine will declare him tame. Bisrachaya misoev hu, he is tame. Sigirus hu, it is, I guess this is saras. This flesh as is saras. All right, we'll leave with that. Okay, I don't know more, we'll leave with that. Pasuk 16. What is it? Oy chiyoshuv habosrachay v'nevachulavon uvoy alakoy. Now, what is this case discussing? Let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi. What happens over here? Oh, ki yashuv habosor hachai v'nepach lilavon uva el hakoy. The person has a nega, and the bosor chai goes away. I'm not sure. Ki yashuv habosor hachai v'nepach lilavon. The bosor chai turns white. Uva el hakoyin. Let's see pasuk. Next pasuk. Okay, so this over here appears to be the nega going away. Let's review the rules. The rules are, a person has a white spot. Having a white spot by itself is not enough. Even if the white spot is the proper shade of white, and the Torah is very demanding, it has to be a very specific shade of white. And it has to be at least a certain size. Just because a person has a nega, and the nega, it meets the demands of size and color, that's not enough to declare the person a mitzvah muchlat. he needs an additional simon. What are the simonim for Tzaraatz? Three simonim. One of three simonim is enough to declare him a Metzora. Simon number one, possible, is two white hairs in the center of this white spot. Simon number two, there is Bosor Chai. There is a patch of Bosor Chai in the center of this white spot, even if there are no white hairs. Simon number three, if the Kohen puts him in quarantine for 1 week, and then after 7 days the Kohen inspects him, and the nega has spread, pisyoin, he is tummy. Okay, so that's the basic law of Tzaraatz. A white spot, in it of itself, is not enough. It needs a simon. There can be two simonim that appear immediately, two white hairs or a bosor chai, or he can put him away for another week, and if it spreads, that is also a simon. We are discussing at this moment in time something very specific, where he has the second simon. He has a white spot, and in the center of the white spot, he has a patch of bosor chai. And the truth is, this is being repeated already twice, because we already learned this before. Rashi explains why it's repeated. Fine, but let's leave it the way it is. We're dealing with simon number two. Okay, so that's it. This guy is finished. He's called a muchlat. He is a confirmed, full-fledged metzora. He is sent away chutz migimel machanos. And what does he do there? I don't know what he does there. He learns Sefer Chofetz Chaim. He learns not to speak Lashon Hara. Rehabilitation. Michutz l'machane bodad yeshev, michutz l'machane meshavai. Then, one day, he wakes up, he looks at his flesh, and guess what? The simon that got him here disappeared. The bosor chai, the patch of bosor chai that was in the center of the white spot, it went away, it disappeared. So what is he left with now? He's left with now just a white spot that has not spread over all of this time. There's never been pisyoin spread, and white here has never appeared in this location. And there's a white spot. So what do you do in this situation? In this situation, he calls the Kohen. The Kohen comes to inspect. The simon muvak disappeared. Yatar. The Kohen sees. The entire thing is just pure white, and you do not have two white hairs, and you do not have pisyoin. So therefore, the Kohen says v'tia Kohen es anega tohar hu, he is tar. Okay, Rashi, there is no Rashi on this pasuk. There's no Rashi on the previous pasuk, and what we'll see on this pasuk, v'yechazineka hanu v'cha islapich machtosha. The Kohen will look at him, and the machtosha, which means the nega, which means the wound, we're calling a nega a wound. It's been crushed, a crushing of the skin. Lemechvor, the entire surface area is white. Vidake kana, the Kohen declares him tar. Yosmachtosha, dechehu yistar. Okay, we're done. We are done. Now we go to the next topic. Next topic is a nega that comes in a place where there was a boil. Until now, we have been discussing a situation where a person gets a nega on his skin that came out of nowhere. Or, you know, maybe I'm not saying it correctly. What happened over here in the previous case, there was a maka. Okay, maybe let's see, we start in the middle, so that's why I made mistakes. Nega, no. I think what we learned was correctly. Until now, we're dealing with a person that just has a nega tzaraatz. Nothing happened. Just out of nowhere, his flesh turned white. Now we're discussing a new case. This case is where a person, what happened to him was, he got a boil. Shchin. Something happened. He got into an accident. He was burnt. Is that what a shchin is? No, not necessarily. That's the next case. Okay, that's Bosni. That's a burn. I'm sorry, that's the next case. This is where a person suffered from shchin, one of the 10 makos. One of the 10 makos was boils. How does a person get boils? I don't know. It's some type of condition. Something happened to him and he had a boil on his skin. And then what happened? The boil healed. But after the boil healed, it left in its place a nega. So the rules of this type of nega are different than the rules of the previous nega. The previous nega was stam. Person wakes up one day, he looks at his skin, and he sees a white spot. There is no reason why a white spot should appear on his skin. It just happened. In this case, it's a little bit different. A person had an illness, a physical illness called shechin, boils. Or in this case, he has a single boil. How did he get this boil? I do not know. What brings boils? What exactly is a boil in modern medical terms? I do not know. We know that in Egypt, one of the ten makos was shechin. What does that mean? I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I know that, and we say in the Seder, and people, we read in the Torah all the time, but no, I don't know what this is, because what is exactly this means? You go, maybe we know what it is today, we don't know what it is today, maybe something very simple. Okay, what is a tzardeya? A frog? Not necessarily. Some will tell you it's really an alligator. Okay, whatever it is, a person had a medical condition, and he has now over here what's called shechin. He has over here a boil. And then what happened? Basar kievoy varas shechin v'nirpa. He goes to the doctor. The doctor does whatever he does. Either he does a medical procedure, he gives him medicine, he tells him, just come back every couple of weeks and I'll bill the insurance company. And there's a special segula. When you bill the insurance company five times, it goes away. It's the best school. You just charge the insurance company, and you have a copay, you know, that's also good. And maybe you give me a tip on the side. It's a segula, v'nirpa. He went to the doctor, he had a boil, v'nirpa. It got better by itself. Lucky guy. Lucky that he was zoiche to a refuah. Halavai by everyone. Now, what happens though, in the place where the shechin once upon a time was, guess what? V'hoya? To everyone's astonishment, b'mkoy ma'ashchin, se'es levana. Look at that, there's a se'es. Se'es is a color, a white color, a se'es levana. Oy, vaheres levana. Oh, another color. Okay, vaheres is another shade of white. Now it says vaheres, I'm sorry, vaheres, which is the color levana adam domes. Which basically means that these words over here are trying to tell you what is avaheres. Avaheres is a color that is a mixture between white and red, which I guess would be pink, right? I guess something, if you mix white and red, what do you get? You get a shade of pink. What color is a person's skin? Isn't a person's natural skin pink? Mayor, what's the color of a natural skin? What shape? What is there a name for it? The name of a person's natural skin? What is it? It's like a pink. No, it's a little bit of a pink. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what colors. I'm not good with anything. Levona Adam Demes. Adam Domes. So what do you do when you're a lakoye? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Oi Baheres Levona Adam Demes. She'ein Haneg Alova.
Wait a second. So we can prove here that the Jews were not black.
The Jews are not black. Why? What can you prove? How can you prove?
Because then you would know what the tzedakah was, you know?
I don't think you can prove anything. What about you have a convert? Let's say you have a guy, someone who's black.
Yeah, but that's the Raz. But the Chumash, if you were black, it would say you see the white on the black. It's not. You see the white on the skin.
I hear what you're saying. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what this means. The tzaras, according to many, not all, is a supernatural infliction.
Fine, but the pasuk is talking. You see a white pimple on the body.
Not a white pimple. A white rash. What a black a person who has a black skin can get a white rash.
Yeah, but then it's very obvious. Over here, we're talking, the client has to...
No, that does not make a difference. Even when it's the most obvious, the Kohen, the person is not Tame until the Kohen says Tame. We learned yesterday.
Right, let's say someone is a Lepino.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference.
He's all white.
Yeah. So we learned before, if you're all white, then you're automatically Tahar. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. You have to know the shade. When it says white, these are very complicated issues, which I don't think we really know. There are different shades of white.
If a guy is albino, he doesn't have any pigment. He's a white color. So the only color you can see on him is if it's darker than white.
Okay.
So he would never get aroused because...
Okay, Enochanami. Enochanami. So Enochanami, maybe there are certain people that can't get saras. Enochanami. Who says every person has to be a candidate to get saras? Maybe there are people that are not eligible. 100%. Look, a Kohen can't do what a Levi does. A Levi can't do what a Kohen does. Yisrael can't do. So Enochanami, maybe there are people in this world that are not subject to saras. Enochanami. Very well.
And maybe someone who's black is more subject because it's easier to notice.
Possibly. Enochanami. Could very well be true. There are certain people that are more prone to negoyim than others, and some people can be completely exempt, completely out of the parasha. Let's see. So you have over here a person. He has over here the story. He has Reb Lezer Shalom Aleichem. We have here a story. A person over here. He has a healthy person. He has some medical condition where he gets on his skin what's called shechin, like in the Haggadah. He goes to the doctor. The doctor gives him a medication, whatever it is. He does some medical procedure to cut it off, whatever it is, and he's healed. Vinirpa. Now, after he's healed, the next day he wakes up and he discovers in the location where the boil was, that is no longer there, there is a white spot. And the Torah tells us the white spot comes in two shades. Either it's called the Se'etz Levona, which we had yesterday in the previous case, or it's called a Vaheres Levona Adam Domes. Here, it's a three-color, it's three colors. Vaheres, Levona, and Adam Domes. And what do those three words mean together? Rashi says, She'ein ha'nega lovon cholok. It's not perfectly white. Ela posuch. That's an important word. The word posuch means a mixture. Okay, I don't know where this word comes from.
Streaked.
A streak. So a streak means it's not a mixture. A streak means some type of like lines. Lines.
Yeah, it's streaked and mixed. He says me'orav.
Yeah.
Streak and mixed.
And mixed. Pasuch u'me'orav. You have that in the art scroll? That's what it says in the art scroll? Pasuch.
Streak.
Streak. Okay.
Me'orav.
And mixed.
The word me'orav, he says, means, but rather streak and mixed.
Okay. B'shtei maris, loiven v'oidem, white and red. There is some type of complex mixture, taruvis, of white and red in this location, and we'll call it a beheres. The beheres means, it appears the word beheres means, this is a word, that's just, and then this word is being defined. The pasuk is giving you a perush rashi on what this word means. What is a beheres? A Baharis is a color that is called Levona Adam Domes. A mixture between white and red through through two words, through Posuch and Me'orav. I mean, this term is really complicated. Okay, it gets you dizzy. We have here a Baharis. The Baharis is the spot. What is the color of this Baharis? It's called Levona Adam Domes. What is a Levona Adam Demes, exactly how are they mixed together? Well, I guess that's what it means, Beheres. So Rashi tells us the way that these two colors come together is in two ways. Pasuch and Me'orav. Me'orav means obviously there's a mixture. Pasuch means it's streaked, which I don't really know what that means. There are lines and Me'orav. I don't know. We're just going to accept it for now that there's a complex mixture of red, white and red in this location where in the past, before the person was healed, once upon a time was a shechin. So what do you do? Rashi doesn't say anything more. Let's see, Unculus. There's in the place of the skin, Amka, Chivra, Now, amka is the word the Targum uses for the word se'es, which, that's one of the colors. Okay, se'es amka, that we had that before. The whiteness, this where the Targum is really coming in, is in line with what it says in the Targum. The Targum also said that every time it says the word white, white is just relative to the surrounding area. When something is white against the backdrop of something that is not white, that section of the flesh looks as if it's deep. It's been pressed in. There's a depth. There is no depth. It's the same level. It's perception. Perception. Because it has a background of pink and it is in the center and it's white, to the observer who looks at it at a distance, it looks like there's a piece of flesh that's been sunken into the arm, into the body. That's just perception. That's not reality. And that's how he ties the word se'es. Se'es means amka. It's because it's white, it has this unique white, it looks like it's sunk. Okay? Amka chivra, oy or, now here are the hard words. Vahara, okay, calls this a baheres, he calls the baheres a bahara, which means a spot, which is chivra, that's white, samka, that's red. He's not really explaining it very much, he's not really giving this translation. And this person shall now, immediately, as we learned yesterday, you call the tzoras squad. On the telephone, next to Hatzola, the police, the fire department, Shoimer, there is the Mitzoras squad, the Tzoras squad. When someone has a white spot, you call that number and they come to get you. And they take you to the Kohen. And the Kohen gives a psak. And if the Kohen says Tohar, they take you home. If he says you're a Muskar, they take you to the Muskar center. If you're a Mukhlat, they take you to the Mukhlat center. That's for who the person to be brought to the Kohen. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. V'roha Kohen. Vine mar eho, its appearance, shafol minor. Ooh, it looks shafol. This is something that is new. We didn't have this before. When there's a boil and there's a white spot, a condition, the Kohen has to know that it's not enough to be white. It has to have the appearance that it's shafol. It's lower. Its appearance is shafol. This is something we know in the Mishnayos, but they don't talk about this. They don't discuss this topic about shafol minor. They just say there's a white spot. They don't delve into this. Usa'ara, now here's the condition. Now, just because there is a white spot, as we learned before, it doesn't mean anything. There is nothing to be alarmed about. Just because where this boil used to be, we have now either a se'es levana or a baheres levana adamdomes, don't be concerned. You still need to have a simon muvak. What is a simon muvak? So far, same thing. Usara hafach lavan. Oh, white hairs. Two white hairs. Vitimah hakohen nega tzarasi bashechim, in the place where the boil once was. Porocha, it has blossomed. It has broken forth. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi is a very good pasuk over here. The kohen looks mare shafol. Ve'ein mamosho shafol. Rashi makes it very clear that the mareho, perception, it looks to be sunken into the flesh. But ve'ein mamosho shafol. But if you feel it, it's level with the surrounding flesh. El mitoich lav minisoy. It's only because of its whiteness. Who nireh shafol v'omok, it looks low and deep. Okay, mitoich lav nuniso. It's really amazing how we're reading this parasha against the backdrop of America these weeks, where they're into this crazy, crazy, the devil has overtaken their minds to talk about whiteness, too much whiteness in this world. It's like a disease. A white person is a disease in this world. So it's like unbelievable. And it's interesting, you read this parasha, you read these psukim over here, and you begin to wonder, hafeichba du kulubo, mitoich lav nunisoy, okay, because of its whiteness, who near you, think of a politician now, translating this pasuk, who near a shafol v'amok, it looks like it's low and it's deep. Kemare chama, just like the mare of chama, amuka min atzel. If you have on the surface, the sun is shining, and there's an area where the sun is shining, and there's an area of shade, the area that where the sun is shining has an appearance of a being amuka, amuka min atzel. What does it say in the Targum? What's makich mean? I don't know. I'm assuming it means deep. I maybe should go look it up over here. I have my swarm over here. I have to go in the other room to get the swarm, but let's figure it out. Min mashka, it's deep from the hide. Use ora, it's a pich le mechavar, it's turned white. Viso evine chano, the coin declares in tome. Machtash, this is a maka, a nega. Sigirusa, tsaras. Tsaras always called sigirusa. He, bishchinas sigias. It has, sigias is a very interesting word. Sagi means great. You're great. You're numerous. The word porocho means, it says in the English, broken out. It has blossomed, sprouted. You would not expect the Targum to use the word sigias. Sigi means godol. The word sigias is used by the Targum when he wants to translate the word godol. Something magnificent, very good over here. I don't know, for some reason, he used the word sagias. All right, fine. So he has now over here, in this area, a simon, and the simon is white hairs. Let's see. The im yirena hakohen vine ein basil lavan. Let's say there is no white hairs. Ushefalo einena min ha'ar. Now, another condition. It's not shuffled. It is not the color white, the whiteness, is not sufficient. The whiteness is not such that this nega has an appearance of being deeper than the skin. V'hi cheya, it's keha, it's a weak whiteness. Then v'hiskiroi hakohen shivas yomim. So we have over here an incredible thing. We have over here two new rules that we did not yet have when it came to the case of regular negoyim. By the regular negoyim, there was no such thing as it being keha. Is it, you take out the shades of white and you match it up. If it's white, it's a nega. If it's not white, it's not a nega. When it comes to shechin, there's a new condition. The condition is it's not sufficient for it to be white. It has to be shafol min ha'or. So there's a new late, and also there's a new color, by the way. There's a color of, at least it's presented over here, the color of it being the baheres levana adamdomes. So no, that's a new condition. Over here we have already a lot of new things happening when it comes to the boil. Number one is besides the color of what the Torah at least says explicitly of it being a se'es levana, it presents us with a new shade called a baheres levana adam domis. In addition to that, whether it's levana, a se'es levana, or if it's a baheres levana adam domis, there's a new condition that this white has to be shafol. Number two, we need a simon of shtei saros. So if you have those things going for you, tummy. But if you do not have the two white hairs, or it would seem, even if you do have the two white hairs, the whiteness is not at a level, even though it may have the right color, but there's another dimension to color of it looking deep, being a shafol. If it does not capture that additional quality, no good. Then the person is not going to become a mitzvah. Then Yiren HaKohen, and he looks, Vine, Ein Bo Aser Levan. Or, even if there are two white hairs, Ushefolo Einena Min Ha'ar. It's not, it doesn't have the dimension of it, of depth, Vihi Chaya, but instead, it's weak. Then, you're not Tohor yet. Quarantine. 7 days of quarantine. Viskiroi HaKohen Shavas Yomit. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says first over here, no Rashi. I guess it's so simple, we don't even need a Rashi. Targum, v'yem yechazina kahana v'chol les v'aseh v'sichlo. There's no white hairs. U'makicho le'soho min mashcho. It's not deep. I'm assuming the word makicho means depth from the hide. V'hi omyo. Now that's a good word. That's a good word. That means that it's weak. Where do you have these words? You have this in the Masechta Shabbos. Coals. There are two types of coals. There are coals that are, I don't remember anything. But one of the types of coals is coals that are ayin mem, it's this shoresh, which means they're weak. They are dull. They're not simmering. So I don't remember all the laws, but there are two different types of coals on Shabbos. There are live coals where they're mamish on fire. They're mamish, they're burning hot. And you can see the fire in the coal. A person takes that coal and moves it around. That's a malacha d'oraisa. If you start patching with those type of coals. But then there are coals that are dead. They're simmering. Which means that the life in them is gone. But they're very hot. Don't touch them. You get burnt. But they're not alive anymore. They're called gecholim amamois. Gecholim amamois, which means they're simmering. So this is a really good cross-reference. When it talks about the word keha, it's probably the more probably Rashi that says it for sure. Min ha'or v'hi chaya. You have the whiteness, but the white is dull. How does he touch the word dull? Keha? Omya. That's the same Sherish word being used in the Gemara describing a certain types of coals which no longer have their own fire. They've been burnt out. They may still be very hot, and you get burnt if you touch it, but the life, the fire that ordinarily burns in a simmering coal, in a hot coal, is not there. So what do? He gets locked up for 7 days. Okay, fine. Comes back 7 days. What happens? Comes back after 7 days, the kohen gives a look. There are still no white hairs. The shade of the white is still dull. It's still dull. But it's spread. Pisyon. Oh, this pisyon. It's spread. Even though the color is dull, even though there is no white hair, tamei, this and this, the amuchlat, finished. Rashi. What happens? Negahu has se'es hazois oy habaheres. We had either the se'es or the beheres. The beheres was described as being levono adam domes. Finished. The guy is sent off to Muchlat center. Targum says, v'im osofo sosaf. Now this is very interesting. B'mashcha. He used the word over here, osofo sosaf. If it spreads, now that's not what we would expect it to say. If it's oisofo means Yosef Hashem, more. Yosef Hashem aleichem kochem vivorech eschem elef pamim, more. What does it mean more? Okay, do we have the word paso before in the pasuk? Do we have the word before if it spreads? In the other examples, other tzaras. Let's go back here. Nega Michias Bosa Nega Tsaras. Oh, here it is. The very beginning. The Ra Kohen. Kain Vine Posa Hamispachas for its spread. Same word. Oisafas. Okay, so he's consistent. Alright, so we're consistent. If it's spread, this pisyon. Okay, so it is pisyon. Fine. Then Vitimi Akoi Nega who? B'mashcha v'so'ev, the word is tome, akohano yosev, yosei, mash tochohi, this is a nega. Okay, next. V'im tachteho, tamar abheres, loy pososo. Let's say in its place, it's exactly the way it is. Loy fosos, did not spread. You know what? Nothing. It's a scab. This fellow, he had a boil. He went to the doctor. the dermatologist. He did some procedure. He gave him some medication. He smeared it on the boil. He did a procedure. He comes back for a checkup. This is not there's a white spot. This is not a tsaras. This is a scab. It's a tsareves. Tsareves hashchini. This is just the healing process of the boil, the tiharoi hakohen. If after 1 week nothing happens, he's fine. So let's see what he says over here in the Rashi. Rashi says, Tachtecha b'mukayimot, tzrevs hashchin, kitargumoy, roishem shichano. It's just the impression, it's just a mark. There's going to be a mark, a scab. There's going to be some type of permanent damage to the skin because there was a boil there. Roishem shichino, ena ela roishem achimam, the heat hanika babasar, from what happened because of the boil. Called Sareves Lashon Rigias, or what's Rigias? Hanirgo Machmas Chimon. Rigias means the movement. It means Mr. Apple, we have an English translation of the article, a better translation for Rigias. The Rigias means the irritation. It's the Rigias, it's the irritation of the skin, Hanirgo, that has been irritated, Machmas Chimon, the heat of the boil. They'll be irritated. Everyone will be irritated based on what's going to happen from the punishment that Hashem is going to bring upon the people. Okay, so therefore, tzareves, then he has this old French word, targum. Targum translates to imba asro'o kamas vaherto loy oisefas roshom. It did not loy oisefas kamo. It's the Roshem Shichanohi Vidakine Kanohi will declare him tar. Okay, we're done. So let's just take note of what are the chidushim that we learn over here in the case of a boil. The case of the boil, if you noticed, there is no simon of a bosor chai that is not included in the package. Number two, there's no such week, no such thing as being put away for 3 weeks. It only says here that you get one chance. There's only quarantine for 1 week. That's the most. So again, we learned at length about the case of a regular nega. A regular nega, white spot. There was no mention of this concept called shofol keha. And you needed to have one of three simonim, either white hairs or bosor chai in the center, or after 1 week, pisyon, or after 2 weeks, pisyon.
The color is mean reddish white.
That's if something new.
Shuffle, white hair, deep, etc. That's primary symptoms. So the reddish white. Right, we don't care about it.
Well, we do care about it because it has to, if you don't have that reddish, if you don't have that shade, that color, then even if you have two hairs, or even if it spreads, he's still tohar. It has to be a very specific color. The pasuk here, a few pshuta, there are a lot of other conditions, drashas, I don't remember anything. Once upon a time, I spent so much time, I'm so embarrassed. I spent once upon a time so much time learning Masechta Nagoyim. It's the hardest thing I ever learned. Mesachta Negoim in the Mishnayis. I had a phenomenal chavrusa. He told me the whole thing. He's a doctor. This person now is a big doctor. He told me the whole thing. He spent an enormous amount of time on this. Unfortunately, everything that goes in my head goes straight out. So I don't remember very much what I learned. But what it says in the pasuk, there are numerous drashas which connect many parts of the parsha together and result in many principles. And for whatever the reason, Rashi is very makatzer on these pesukim. He's not telling us every single thing. But if you just look at the pasuk at very simple face value, without going into any drashas, in this section over here of the nega that comes on a spot on the skin where once upon a time there was a boil, the Torah presents unique chidushim. It tells us the color that it must be. It presents for us two colors. It may be there are more, but at least what it says explicitly in the pasuk, it says two colors. either a baheres, a se'es livona, or a baheres livona adam dones. And that's not enough. It also, this color, by the nega that comes by a boil, it also must have a dimension of depth. It didn't say that by the nega on the skin, a regular nega. It didn't say that. It only says this requirement when you're dealing with a nega that comes in the place where there once was a boil. It has to have, it gives us two colors, se'es levona or baheres levona adam damas. Number two, there's another dimension, which I don't know what I'm talking about, but there's another dimension that the color must have depth. If it's keha, it's not going to be a nega. Now, what else? It needs two white hairs. If there are no two white hairs, the person is not yet tame. We don't let him go home free. If he has this color, even if, and it's missing the two white hairs, and it doesn't have the depth, quarantine. For how long? It only says here in the pasuk for 1 week. If he comes back after 1 week and there are two white hairs, done. He is a mitzora. If it seems, if the color of the white gets the dimension of depth, it would seem that's also necessary. Maybe that alone is enough. I don't know. I don't know if that's alone enough where you also need the white hairs. Trouble. But let's say after 1 week nothing happens. It's exactly the same way it was last week. The pasuk is clear as day. Tzoreves hashchini. This is not a nega. This is the roshem, the impression that the boil has left on the person's skin, and he is tahar. On the other hand, there is one other way he can become tameh, if it spreads. Even if it spreads and it's not deep and there's no white hair, the spreading would be enough to make the person tame. Notice there's no simen of bosar chai, raw flesh in the center. That is not applicable in a nega that comes in the place of a boil.
Where did the kohen get all the training? I mean,
he came to the morning kolo in the afternoon. He came to the morning kolo in the afternoon, in the evening.
They taught them.
Listen. There's a rule. What's the difference between a professional and an amateur? What's the difference between the two? A professional can take something that's extremely complex and make it so easy. An amateur, someone like me, can take something that's so simple and can ruin it to the degree that it appears to be extremely complex. So the halachas are not all that many. There are halachas, there's training. They were trained. Listen, they were trained. They were trained. They trained the kohanim to people who knew this. And they trained them. Just like you train people who the Bezdin has to decide, should we make a new month? Should we add a date to the calendar? Not. You had to be a big mathematician. You just couldn't, anyone couldn't be on the Bezdin. You had to know your stuff. Okay, so someone that paskins on does the avod, the korbanos, chatos, oil, shlamim, ashim toluy. You gotta know your stuff. There's training. Okay, go to a doctor. Doctor has to train.
It's like shlamim. It has to be a kabbalah.
Look, you go. Of course, right.
Who knows it?
Look, you go to a doctor. Who do you go? You go to a doctor. A doctor. How many years is it to become a doctor? What do you have to do to become a doctor? The doctor has to go pre-med. Okay, pre-med in college, and then he gets into medical school for 4 years, does a fellowship, then he has to train more and more and more until finally he can establish that he has all the experience. A pilot. How many hours does a person have to be on a plane flying to be as a co-pilot to get to earn the title? Everything in life, everything in life. It's not about color, it's about merit and skill. All right, I should quit while I'm ahead. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening. I hope you got something out of this these last 3 days. A little taste of the sugya of Tzaras. Certainly I got a lot out of it. Thank you very, very much.
Okay. Okay.
Have a good evening. Be well, everyone. A blaze of a good night.
Brian.
Yeah.
What's the difference for on the Tefillah Shoyad between a lefty and a righty?
So the yud, the halacha is that the yud has to basically touch your chest, has to be close to your heart.
So it's on the other side.
So it's on the wrong side.
But the parshas are the same. The parshas are the same.
Same exact thing. Parshas are exactly the same. But the batin.
It depends how you tie the knot. That's all.
It depends. No, the knot. No, it doesn't know how you tie the knot. The knot. I mean, it depends the direction. The knot is the same knot. There's a machlokes. There's a difference between svarim and ashkenazim.
The direction. One is on the right side and one is on the left side.
The yud. No. It's not the direction. Svarim and ashkenazim. Svarim and ashkenazim. Generally, an ashkenazim when they make the ritzuah, look at two righties. When you tie the ritzuahs, an ashkenaz. You roll it, you wrap it away from your body. Hasidim, they wrap it towards your body. That's the joke. That the Hasidim, that Ashkenazim, they push it, they're going away.
No, just the opposite. Hasidim.
Right. You're right. What am I saying? Ashkenazim, I'm Ashkenazim, you wrap it towards your body. Correct. Okay, that's what they say. The Ashkenazim are selfish people. It's all about me.
Huh?
All about me. And the Hasidim, a kiddush, tikkun, don't say tachnun. Generous. They're wrapping the ritzus away to other people. They're giving it to other people. Okay, now that is a general machloikis between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, which way you wrap the ritzus. But both Ashkenazim and Sfardim, the yud is opposite. Is basically touching your chest when you put your hand down. It's touching your chest. Now, if you have a pair of tefillin that's for a righty, so where is the yud? The yud is going to be on the left side.
On the right side.
If you're a righty, so you put the tefillin on the left hand.
The right side.
So you put it on the left. Right. It's gonna be on the right side. You're correct. You make on that. And that means that when you put it, you have to cut. The batim, the mavarta, you have to, it's a bigger cut. The back of the tefillin, when they cut into the hard part of the bias, they have to make a bigger cut. A righty's tefillin, the bias, is not the same as the bias for the lefty.
Okay, what you're saying is, in the mavarta, there's like a little V.
Right, so it's a bigger, on the for a right-handed person, his tefillin has a bigger V.
When is this V made?
In the factory. In the factory. You cannot do this.
Okay, so what I need is, if I have tefillin now for a righty and I want to make it for a lefty, I got to get a new bias.
Correct.
But isn't there a halacha that the batim for the shayyad and the shayrosh have to go together?
No. You're saying that it should be written, that they have to be written kisidron. They have to be written in order.
I'm not talking about inside. I'm not talking about
No,
the
there's no such thing. No, there's nothing. No,
if,
no well, such
if
thing.
You, if someone steals your tefillin,
yeah,
and you find it, and you only find the shoreish, or you only find the shoreya,
you can buy the other one. No, no connection. Zero. Nothing. Nothing doing. There's no.
I heard somewhere that there's a problem.
No, the only problem, it's a chumrah. No, the tiny problem. The only thing would be considered writing the parshios. There's no such thing other than the order of the parshas.
So now let me ask you, if I have a batim that's for righty, could I paint cut out a bigger spot on the left to change it to lefty?
If you go to a batim macher, I don't know if they'll even do it. You have to have special tools, special equipment, and they're not going to even do it. They're going to tell you, we don't do this. No, you basically can't. There's really no way you can convert. It's made in the factory. You'll send it back to the factory. For a little cost, send it back to the factory. The Pachka, you might as well buy a new bias. They're not going to do it. Now, this is what does happen. Let's say you go away somewhere, and you don't have tefillin. And the only tefillin you can find is a tefillin of a person who is a righty.
Right.
So then the solution is, you take his tefillin, and when you put it on the other hand,
you put it upside down.
That way, the yud of the kesher is touching your chest, and the kesher, I mean, you're going to be tying it from the top, higher up on your arm, not we would
know. Yeah, I understand. Let me ask you, they sell only a Mishayad? You can go and buy only a Tefillin
Mishayad? Yes, you can. Absolutely. They don't necessarily come as a set. I mean, most people buy as a set, but they sell them separately, 100%. They sell them separately, absolutely, all the time. Absolutely.
Okay. That's what I'll have to do. Okay, I have to buy that. Okay.
Why are you getting new tefillin for someone?
No, for my grandson. You know, he's going to have his bar mitzvah, let's say, middle of seven.
Yeah.
2.5 months.
Gotta get moving.
Huh?
These places are very slow. You gotta get moving right away.
I know. So I spoke since my daughter says, "Oh, he's a lefty." So I ask her, is he right with his right hand or left hand? He's bidexterous. So
then
he's not a lefty.
What does it mean? Is 100% ambidextrous? It's a very big problem.
He catches balls, you know, with his left hand.
What does he write with? What's the primary hand that he writes with?
I think he does both.
Equally? Mamish equally?
I'm going to find out. I mean, she just mentioned it today.
So this is a very big machlekes apoiskim. You have big machlekes apoiskim, Rav Moshim, and you have Rav Yaakov.
I know. Some people get two pairs of tefillin.
No. No one gets two pairs of tefillin. I'm sorry. No one does that.
I do. I know some guy who was told to put a...
One pair of tefillin, and he turns it upside down on the other arm for 5 minutes. That's what he does. No one has two pairs of tefillin. I'm sorry, no one does that.
I know someone who does.
Two pairs of tefillin.
Yeah.
That's a real stretch. Yeah. People in this situation.
Why would that be about
not at the same. First of all, not at the same time. They don't wear two pairs from the same time. No way. For sure not. That you don't do. That you for sure don't do.
He makes a bracha just once.
He makes a bracha once, and he puts it on, and he makes a bracha. He doesn't necessarily make a bracha. After davening is over, there are many minhagim. There are many different customs. Usually these type of people, usually they pick one poisek and they stick with it for the rest of their life. People who go and they put on both arms, and they do this and they do that, this is not for the common man. This is the people that are, you're going to drive someone crazy, especially a child, a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You're going to drive them crazy. You take one opinion, one shita, and you stick with it. And that's the end. You put on one arm, you make a decision, you make an assessment. What is the stronger arm?
I have to find out. Okay, I'll get more information.
Rabbi Rabinowitz is ambidextrous, and what he does is he moves it over from one hand to the other.
And he turns it upside down.
Which Rabinowitz?
Rabbi Rabinowitz. Our Rabbi Rabinowitz. He's 29th Street.
So what does he do? He makes...
Yosef Rabinowitz, what?
After davening he does this? What does he do? How does he do?
After davening he takes off the shalyat from his left arm. And I guess he
turns it upside down on his right arm and he says Shema.
Right.
And he says Shema. And he doesn't make a bracha. He doesn't make a second...
I'm going to ask a paisik. Let me get more.
Ask more than one
paisik. Okay. I'll ask one paisik. I won't run around to this. You know what?
See what they say. Because not every paisik knows this stuff. Go to a paisik that really knows this stuff.
I got to get a guy who knows this stuff. I know. A lot of guys think they don't know the law.
And they know nothing.
I know one guy. I keep on going to him. And he gives me the wrong law.
You got to know someone who really knows this stuff. All right.
Okay. Good night.
Listen, Ms. Glad. Have a good evening. Be well. Take care.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.